David joins us with the Ranch Report coming up in about 20 minutes. First, it's Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Dallas Dodge and by McDonald's.
All right, Junior, since you're back, and we're welcoming you back after you've been sick, I figured I'd cheer you up and give you a welcome back gift of Count the Red Flags.
Excellent.
Since you and I are the only ones that seem to enjoy this on this crew, because Giorgio, for some reason, it doesn't seem like you ever get joy, the pure joy out of Count the Red Flags.
Well, I don't get the joy out of the story like you guys do.
I don't,
especially
either.
You. But yeah, I think this is fine.
All right, Junior, count the red flags. I'm going to give you three stories, and you tell me at the end which one you think is the worst of them in the aggregate.
Okay.
Or what? A Florida man accused of riding his horse while intoxicated during a police chase.
Five.
Has changed his plea.
Six.
To guilty.
Seven.
And was sentenced to time served.
Eight. Sentenced.
All right, this is the story. This dude, 29-year-old Charles Cowart, he was charged with obstructing a police officer without violence and interfering with railroad tracks. Have you ever heard of that charge?
No.
Interference with the railroad tracks? By the cowboy! First down!
Although when we were kids and we would put pennies on the track, was that interfering?
Ooh, good question.
Were we guilty?
And I remember we used to put more than pennies. We used to try to put rocks and boulders, and our whole thought was that we wanted to derail this train.
Us too.
What were we thinking?
Well, I was so scared. People like C.B. Erickson and Scott Murray would do that.
All right, time out.
Fake names.
Childhood
fake
friends
name.
Of
you
mine.
You could at least make up a little bit more realistic name.
And we would just...
than C.B. Erickson.
Oh, man. It was so tense when that train would approach, because I really thought it was going to derail.
Man,
you're 9-10 years old, you'd believe some of that nonsense.
We had tracks right behind our house, so we lived back there, and we put everything imaginable on the tracks. If we could have put our house on the tracks, we would have. We were desperate to see that train derailed. Why were we so evil?
I didn't think about the consequences of that someone would get hurt and it'd be expensive and all that.
We're born into this world, and we just want to just kind of get some mayhem going. I don't know why. So this 29-year-old dude was on his way to his grandmother's house on a horse, drunk, when cops tried to stop him, and he refused their request to get off the horse, and so he took off. They chased him. Eventually, the horse became exhausted and just stopped, so he had to get off and run.
Beaten.
And he was arrested a short time later. That is pretty bad. Let me get this one. Two cross-dressing.
Wow, okay. I'm going to say that's two.
You're going to count that as two red flags?
Yeah, because we have two cross-dressers.
Two cross-dressing suspects.
Three.
Are still at large.
Four.
After police.
Five.
Say they stormed.
Six, seven.
A man's hotel room.
Eight.
Then stole checks.
Nine.
From Christian high schools.
Ten.
And attacked the man with pepper spray.
11.
Good night. Where's this?
The cross-dressing pair may have been hookers.
12 and 13.
Oh, where is this? Oh, in Illinois. This 47-year-old dude was staying at this hotel. He's the one who called cops after these two guys who were dressed as women pepper sprayed him and robbed him. And the hotel staff gets aware of this altercation when other guests started complaining about the pepper spray that was filling the third floor. And they also heard a man screaming for help inside a room as he's being attacked by cross-dressers.
Sheesh. By the way, there was a red flag term in that story.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever find yourself at large, something has gone wrong in your life.
I think the phrase hotel staff became aware is never good.
Also, if you ever find yourself a hooker, something has gone wrong.
So these two cross-dressers, they snatched $700 that the victim told police that he had, quote, left out on the counter for business. That seems awfully suspicious. I have no idea. And they also stole these checks that he had earned by refereeing high school basketball games at Catholic schools.
Oh, okay. So they were paychecks from Christian schools.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't stealing necessarily from the schools.
The hookers were stealing from the schools. They stole checks from Catholic
from the
high
schools.
Schools.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. But really, they stole checks from him.
Right.
They weren't stealing straight from the schools.
But it's just interesting that Catholic money ends up in the hands of cross-dressing hookers. The victim admitted...
14, 15. Anytime you admit...
that he had met a blonde woman at a bar earlier that day and gave her his room number so they could meet later. And the woman had left his room 45 minutes before the drag queen stormed in.
So, but the $700 on the dresser wasn't for the woman?
That's what's confusing. I don't think this guy's telling the cops the whole story here. Why does he have $700 left out to conduct business? And he's running Grand Central Station, trafficking women and cross-dressers in and out of there.
And that guy was reffing Little League games?
He's up to no good.
High school.
High school?
Man. Yeah. He refused medical treatment, and but he told...
That's 16.
He told cops that he would cooperate with their investigation. And the he told the police that both drag queens looked like they were in their late 20s. That's story number two.
If you ever find yourself refusing medical treatment, your wheels are off.
And another story out of Illinois. A Catholic priest...
One.
...has reportedly taken a leave of absence...
Two.
...after he called 911...
Three.
...to seek help getting out of a pair of handcuffs.
Four.
Oh, no. Does it hurt...
The Reverend Tom Donovan is his name. He called 911, and he was in the church rectory at the time.
Five.
And he tells the dispatcher, anytime you tell the dispatcher.
Six.
That he had been playing with the handcuffs.
Seven.
And was having trouble getting them off.
Can't really do that by yourself, can you?
The thing is, to the dispatcher, his voice sounded a little strange. And the cops found out why when they arrived at the scene and found that he had was wearing some sort of a ball gag in his mouth.
Oh, no!
Why did George put his head in his hands?
I figured we were getting to something really wheels off if you're doing the story to begin with. And you're obsessed with that item.
What item?
The ball gag. You talk about that all the time.
Would you like to hear the 911 call that the...
Yes.
Unbelievable.
What? What's unbelievable about it?
That the priest made. How many times has he already listened to this?
Well, maybe it doesn't sound wheels off.
He's got a...
Maybe it doesn't sound wheels off. Even though he's wearing a gag...
Handcuffed.
And he's handcuffed, and he's by himself inside the church. He's inside the rectory of the church. All right, listen to this.
911. Hi there. I'm stuck in a pair of handcuffs. I'm going to need help getting out before this becomes a medical emergency.
What's the problem?
I am stuck in a pair of handcuffs.
You're stuck in a pair of handcuffs?
Yes, playing with them. So I need some help getting out.
Okay. What's the address where you're at?
First of all, it sounds like Sports Panties has has run into some trouble here during some self-S&M.
What's the address where you're at?
2119 North 20th.
Your name?
Okay. I edited out his name.
Is this a business you're at?
It is actually, yes.
Okay, what's the business?
St. Aloysius.
Okay. Where at in the building are you?
St. Aloysius.
I'm in the front room. Come to the front door.
You work there?
Okay, hold on one second.
Yes, sir.
by the way.
And I said ball gag is actually a metal bar gag, is what he was wearing in his mouth.
As he's telling that guy where he worked, somewhere in heaven, did St. Aloysius drop his head and just shake it?
Yes.
Oh, man. Not another one.
What the hell? I don't know if St. Aloysius said that. But.
Okay, we're going to get help over there for you, okay?
Okay, I'll be here.
Are you an employee there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are you the only one there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'll be here.
All right, we'll get somebody over there, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
That was the phone call.
You could tell in the dispatcher's voice.
He's not buying it. He thinks he's being pranked, I think.
Well, I was going to say, I could tell he was kind of laughing, but I thought he had figured it out. You're the only one there, and you're in a church, and you're clearly
playing with handcuffs,
not doing something you should be doing. Okay.
How many priests play with handcuffs? What's the percentage, George?
I hope really, really low. I hope this guy's the only one.
Well, Father Donovan has been granted a leave of absence to address personal issues.
Oh, that's 9 and 10.
He needs some
according
time off.
To the church.
So anytime you take a leave of absence, that's,
to address personal issues,
something's gone wrong there, right?
Indeed. All right, which one do you find, maybe not numerically, but qualitatively, to be the most red flaggy?
Numerically, it was story two.
Right.
The two cross-dressers.
The guy that's out of town and he ends up suspiciously getting robbed by two cross-dressers.
Yeah. But I think looking away from the box score and just going on gut feeling, it was number three.
Yeah, number three is the champion.
Yeah.
No matter what the stats say.
Yes.
Yeah, story number two had sexier passing yardage.
Right.
But number three got it done.
Wow, did it.
Can you ever be a priest after that?
No.
Your 911 call is always out there?
Yes. Hey, I got a weird thing happening here.
But if he says he's rehabilitated in a couple of years, who's to say he wouldn't get a gig back?
It's all about forgiveness, and I understand that.
I love how polite he is during the call. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Like if he's real polite, they'll just kind of gloss over what he's doing.
Right. And I like how he just doesn't mention the bar gag in his mouth at the time. That's no reason to. Cops will get that taken care of, right, when they arrive on scene.
Was there any footnote to the story about how he got into that predicament?
Okay, no, there wasn't. Was it him doing it by himself?
Or somebody leave?
Yeah, think someone hightailed it out of there?
I bet there was someone with him, and he said, "You got to get out of here. I'll take the hit, but." It's a lot easier for me to explain it away if, hey, I was just doing this by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But the congregation really won't be able to handle if there was another guy here.
But why'd you say guy?
or girl.
But they could have at least taken the gag out and just say, hey, we were just messing around with the handcuffs and got stuck.
That's a good point. Well,
what if it was a spurned lover?
A what?
A spurned lover.
I'm sorry?
A spurned lover. How many times do I have to say it?
Yeah, that's enough.
Then that lover puts him in that situation and then gets the hell out of there on a horse before he's arrested, before he gets to his grandma's house.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That's the corner. It's 9:31 on the ticket. David and the Ranch Report coming up next.
It's time to party.
Start the new year out right, buddies, with Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket and Guys Night Out. In our own front yard this time, hard by Victory Plaza and the AAC at Cook Hall on the ground level of the W Hotel. Thursday, January 24th from 3 till 8. Don't sweat parking. Use the P1 parking garage or snag a spot on the street. Party like it's 2013 with The Ticket at the W. All the ticket guys, ticket chicks, plus giveaways from major big box electronic retailers we can't name here. It's Guys Night Out from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Heard also on 99.5 HD2.
The Ticket.
Hey, joining me in studio here is a guy who wants to find a significant other in 2013, and he's had a hard time in the dating world in 2012.
Yes, I'm very shy.
Well, all right, we're going to go ahead and cancel that character before he even gets off
Michael
the ground.
Jackson's gay brother?
I'm sorry?
Wow.
What are you saying?
All right. We are placing the audio divider here, and we are now starting a live spot. That okay, what you've heard you. So far is not part of this commercial announcement.
Okay.
Now the commercial announcement starts. It's Just Lunch is dating for busy professionals.